All right, we'll have Web Gems coming up here in about a half hour. We do it every single day at 11:45. Will you start watching this show that has been unwatchable for a long time if this were a constant thing? We'll get to that. Plus, in the 12 o'clock hour, did Manfred speak about expansion in baseball? Where are they going? We'll get into that, plus some quarterbacks to finish out the third hour. But I'm curious. I was going to read this. The fan text line, 503-864-6326. Will Ferrell and Flea, my friend, you are thinking of Chad Smith.
Yes.
The drummer.
Yes. And
for
they,
the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They look identical.
Twinsies.
It's was it Kimmel that brought them on? They had the drum off?
Could be. I don't know.
I think it was.
At one time, Will Smith sat on a kit and pretended to be Chad Smith during a Chili show.
I mean,
Red Hot show.
Wouldn't surprise me. But they did. It was one of the late night shows. It was either Kimmel or Corden. They had a drum off.
I guarantee you, Will Smith is not better than Chad Smith. Surprisingly,
Will Smith,
Will Ferrell,
Will Ferrell. Sorry. Yeah. I know the Red Hot Chili Peppers are a very controversial topic to speak about. There are a lot of people our age that love that band, and there are a lot of people our age that loathe that band.
Which is weird.
Also, Anthony Kiedis, kind of maybe not an okay dude.
I mean, no way a frontman for a rock band that was popular in the 90s, not a great dude. Shocking.
Chad Smith, really great drummer. Mm. Flea, really great bass player.
Great bass player.
John Frusciante, really great guitar player.
I wonder, when they had that drum off, was there a teabag involved?
Probably.
Probably. Brabs. Coming to a theater near you in Ridgefield, Washington, Danny, where do you sit on the old In-N-Out burger?
I'm pro In-N-Out, man.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. No, look, I'm an In-N-Out cult member.
I am too.
The whole idea of, like, it's not that good. Shut up. Shut
yes,
up.
Yes,
shut
Danny, up. Go for it.
It's shut not up. That good.
Shut up.
It is very meh.
No.
My name's Jimmy, Danny, yeah. And I think you're wrong. Yeah. I think In-N-Out sucks. What do you have to say about that?
It's good. It's the best customer service in fast food right alongside Chick-fil-A. The price is unbeatable. Period. It's good fast food. Service is great. Price is great.
I'll pay more for Burgerville. Thank you.
Dude, and you want to talk about overrated. You want to talk about, oh yes. My God, overrated. It is Burgerville.
I threw softballs at Danny.
Good Lord. Like, there is not
threw
a more
grenade and ran.
There is not a more overrated freaking place in the Northwest than Burgerville. It is just
Sure there is. It's called In-N-Out.
Sanity. No, you can't get out of Burgerville for less than $20 for a freaking combo meal.
Sure you can.
And it's not even that good. It's entirely fine. It's so nuts.
Get myself two little cheeseburgers with the basket, you know, the fries and the soda. God. That's probably, what, about $12?
No.
13, maybe?
Yeah. It's dumb expensive, and it's no... if you blind taste test those two, people are taking In-N-Out every time.
I think Burgerville's pretty good.
Yeah. You know what? In fact, I will do that. Kaiser's not that far.
How are you going to blind taste test it? They're completely different burgers.
No, I'll take the burger off the bun.
You'll just taste the meat?
Yeah. I'll bring in each one. See which one you guys like.
Is this like cold meat?
No.
Just cold slabs
It'll be a half hour old.
Yeah, how far is Kaiser from your place?
Yeah, 20 minutes at most.
Dude, I think I can get to In-N-Out Burger in like 10 minutes from my house.
Well, the frustrating thing
I can also
is
get to a Burgerville in like 3.
Well, we have got a Burgerville in Newburgh and I
see. I like both. I think both a lot.
It's entirely fine, but it's never going to, if I have the option of the two, I'm In-N-Out every single time.
I feel like this is one of the more not controversial, but I feel like this is one of the more fired up local conversations I've ever heard. Burgerville v. In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I feel like it's a conversation that everybody's had, like up there with this hot dog, a sandwich kind of BS.
Yeah. The frustrating part is they were supposed to put the In-N-Out, the Village Inn in Tiger Bridgeport, right there, Lake O. But the city, the businesses want it, the city doesn't because of the traffic, because it's right there on I-5.
Right.
And that intersection is already hellacious at
times.
Well,
that's what they're kind of talking about in Ridgefield, that the In-N-Out Burger may cause some serious issues up there.
People want it so much that there's traffic jams.
Yeah, people also like standing in lines for things that are pretty mediocre too.
Okay, you go to the In-N-Out in Kaiser. What are we, 5 years, 6 years, seven
years?
It's
a scarcity thing.
There aren't Burgerville locations on every corner.
Did you hear that? He just cracked all his knuckles like he's ready to fight.
No, my freaking knuckles are tight all day. But no, the reason they're as successful as they are is because people like it. That's why.
Yeah, I had one last summer.
Did you not grab any when you were in Vegas?
No, I didn't. What did I do in Vegas?
There's an In-N-Out.
Oh, it was my birthday, so the wife was like, "We eating good."
Oh yeah. No, it was funny. So the Thomas and Mac Arena, the back of the campus is an In-N-Out Burger.
Okay.
Now you do have to walk a quarter of a mile in 115 degree heat, but it was funny. I walk into the media room in there, and Kevin Pelton from ESPN just walks in, talk for a second. He's like, "Oh, hold on, be right back." And I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm going in and out." I'm like, "Oh, okay, let's go."
Let's go. So I will follow you.
Yeah, so and then we came back, and it was like, "Oh, how close is that?" You know, you get the new guys that are there. And I was like, "Oh, it's out here." It's like, you got to walk. I mean, but you can, I guess you can catch an Uber if you want to go around. But, and then like more people went, and then more people went, and then more people went. And then like next thing you know, the media room is just filled with In-N-Out Burger. And it's like, yeah, this sounds right. Whereas you just aren't taking a trek to Burgerville to go do that. Like nobody comes to town. It's like, you know where I need to go? Burgerville.
Can I like both of them, or are you just like going to be like, I'm five toes on each side of the fence?
They are mutually exclusive.
Okay.
You cannot like both.
You can like it.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. No,
you can like it, but the idea, no, I will not stand for this In-N-Out slander.
Brandon says on the YouTube chat, Burgerville is like MLB, only a small subsection of humanity likes it, but those that do are diehard for it.
If by small subsection you mean the entirety of Southern California, sure.
Also on the text line, it's because of the amount of Californians who live here and secretly wish this was California.
Well, no, we want to take the good parts, which is getting less and less every day. It's really only the sunshine and the water. Oh, God, the ocean.
If I moved away from the Pacific Northwest and I came back, I would for sure hit a Burgerville.
Wouldn't even be the top 25 places.
You don't
on my
like
list.
The burger sauce?
I don't
the
go to
secret
a
sauce?
Burger place for burger sauce.
Theirs is pretty good. I don't even like pickles, and it's got pickles in it. Pickles!
No, I mean
animal style too. They got pickles in it. I like that too.
Oh yeah,
I don't even like pickles.
You can mean a little double animal style. Hell yeah. No tomato.
I do love the concept of a restaurant having like four items.
Yeah,
I've got a single, a double, a triple, and fries. Well, no, and a milkshake.
But all of that, In-N-Out has the secret menu.
Well, yeah,
which is fun.
Secret menu is great,
and also service. Like that's
they help kids like go to college and stuff.
In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A, you cannot go anywhere else and get better fast food in or service. It's not close. It's incredible.
The deal breaker is probably this. This just came in on the text line, and Rusty mentioned it earlier. Two little cheeseburgers, medium fried, medium Coke, $17.26.
Yeah, that's Burgerville.
No, that sounds hefty.
That's Burgerville.
Because the cheeseburger itself is like $4.30, I think, and you add another $6. Okay, we might be getting close to 15. I don't think we're at 17.
Still, $15. I like their tartar sauce. Another sauce with pickles, and I don't really like pickles. Do I like pickles?
Go to McDonald's, and a 10-piece McNugget meal, medium fries, medium drink, is over $10.
That's the truth.
They get you
add
in
a cheeseburger
the,
on there for another $3.50, and look at where you're at. You're at basically $15.
That's the truth. I mean, aren't even Happy Meals like $8 now?
Yeah, that's why they're pushing you to the app. That's where you get the deals now.
Yeah.
We
do enough there where basically every time we order, I have enough points for a free Happy Meal.
Mm.
See?
I'm also learning that Burgerville has a secret menu. You're not special, In-N-Out.
Who had
also,
it first?
If you are, I just learned, a couple people have said this, if you are in the road and can't get into the Burgerville drive-thru, a cop will send you away. You can't block traffic and be in line for the In-N-Out, which leads me to the next question. Are we really wasting our resources on a cop at the In-N-Out entrance?
Well, In-N-Out
also is this where our cop is going to be?
The In-N-Out in Kaiser is three lanes.
Wow. The Chick-fil-A in East Vancouver is like deep lanes.
Well, that's the other thing is the Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out have mastered the drive-thru.
They're lucky this Dutch Brothers down here, the road isn't that busy, because that thing's out on the road all the time.
That's another one.
Schultz's probably there right now.
When I see people getting...
Honk your horn if you're Jordan Schultz.
Getting coffees at like 4 in the afternoon. I'm like, what kind of psychopath are you?
Dude, they're getting sugar at 4 o'clock in
the
afternoon.
It's such a weird thing. Like, again, I'm not anti-caffeine. I mean, look, I mean, I mainline this stuff, but yeah, no, hard pass. Yeah, the regular cheeseburger Burgerville, $4.50 a piece. So for two, already at $9.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. And then, like I said, at about $6 for the basket, the fries and the drink.
Dude, I can't believe the fries and the drink is $6.
I'm just guessing off the top.
No,
of my
that
head.
It's like but that. Think, I'm pretty sure it's like that.
The little bag is $5.
If I take my kids to Burgerville, dude, buckle up.
So yeah,
that's expensive.
So you're at 9 plus
I'd rather go
6.
To 4K no you're and spend the same money.
You're at 15 already.
Yeah.
9 plus 6 is 15. That's without the drink. So yeah, 17, 26, baby.